What we've noticed is, yes, we have a lot of women coming in, but we don't have as many women who are leading companies. Women get stuck in middle management. They also get relegated a lot to marketing, which isn't necessarily always the path to being a CEO.
What in company culture has to change for that hurdle to be jumped over?
Most of the time, if you ask a man to take a step up to a job that he doesn't know how to do, he'll say, sure, I can do that, and immediately jump for it. And a woman is not necessarily going to just take that leap. They want to know 100% that they can do that job and do a good job and not fail.
One of the newer and more exciting initiatives going on here at Nationwide has to be the Win Women in Nationwide program that started back in August at our primetime in New Orleans and really has kind of taken off and skyrocketed as we moved into our second show with that program in Houston, headed up by Jen Danko and another bunch of, you know, powerful women here at Nationwide. And, you know, that program has generated a lot of excitement, as I said, and engagement as well from the membership. It's kind of moved offline, you know, from the first event in New Orleans to a recurring sort of network of women and people engaging online as in part of a Facebook group, and from month to month, kind of keeping the progress of that group and what they're working towards moving. And you know, that Win is certainly something that is meaningful and I think, you know, resonates, and that's why you see the success of that type of program. And the cool thing is that Win isn't alone. There's plenty of other organizations out there that are sort of geared towards that same idea of giving women in industries tools to advance and sort of break glass ceilings and barriers that, you know, might hold them back from sort of achieving higher levels of success in the industries they work in. And one of those organizations is With It. It was founded in 1997 as a not-for-profit that helps women in the home and furnishing industries sort of, you know, develop that leadership and culture and within organizations that allow them to place women in these powerful roles and sort of more senior and top C-suite roles that are available and haven't traditionally been occupied by females. So With It was recently at primetime in Houston. Amy Van Dorp, the executive director there, joined us in Houston to kind of get a taste of what Win is like. And, you know, I know the two organizations, Win and With It, are in the process of sort of developing a nice relationship that's very complementary to each organization. And, you know, that's going to see itself come to fruition in the form of With It's executive educational conference that they have in Alexandria, Virginia this year in June. So there's a nice program that With It will run that allows Nationwide members to attend the With It conference, and a few other things I know are in the works as well. But while we were in Houston and while Amy Van Dorp was there with us, we got her. That was her voice you heard at the top, and we got her to sit down with us and give a little bit of detail on sort of the foundings, the early years of With It, and, you know, how they've progressed over time, and kind of how the culture has changed around women in the workplace, and you know, getting them into, like we said, these higher level positions, and how it's, you know, times are changing, as they say. So it was a great conversation. Amy shared a lot of great insights, and you know, look forward to seeing where the partnership with it goes. You know, how Win itself can end with it, can sort of learn and grow together. So really just want to dive into the conversation and hear from Amy and share with you guys some of the great things that she had to offer. So without any further ado, Amy Van Dorp of With It. We're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, once again coming to you live from primetime, and right now sitting down with Amy Van Dorp, the executive director of With It. Appreciate you, first of all, taking the time to be here in Houston with Nationwide. I know this is this your first time you've ever been to a primetime?
It is my first time at primetime, and I'm very excited. It's been a real learning experience, and I've really enjoyed it. And thank you for the invitation. I appreciate that.
I will say not a problem, and you're welcome, even though I had nothing to do with that. So as a member of Nationwide, I will take the honor and opportunity to say you're welcome.
Well, I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to come and meet your members.
Absolutely. And I know, this morning we're sitting here. It's Tuesday, right? Tuesday of primetime. The show goes by in a blur. You kind of forget what day it is. But before we dive into, I know, with it is why we're here and why we're talking right now. But, I know you were in the room this morning for the WIN Women in Nationwide panel discussion and breakfast. And just wanted to get your thoughts and your take on the environment of that room and kind of the discussion that was had and the back and forth between, the panel and the Q&A going on and everything. So what was that whole experience like for you?
Well, it wasn't unusual for me because actually that is very much what With It is all about. And but I loved hearing the women up there talking about being successful and the challenges that they've had and sharing their experiences. And that is what women can get from each other by working together. And not just women, but also men. But if you've always been in a situation where you're just looking to men, to have a group of women who are very successful and seeing what can happen is so important. Questions were really energetic as well.
Yeah. It's a cool chance to sort of hear some very in-depth, candid at times, conversations too about, just sort of the career paths of some of the women on the panel and challenges they faced and things like that. And I know it was, I think, the second time we've run the WIN panel or a WIN event at primetime. So an event that filled the room, packed the room. So it's clear that it resonates and is something that is important to a lot of people. And importantly, maybe not just to females, there was a lot of males in the room as well.
Yes, there were, because it's important that you have the men in the room also, and they can be sponsors and mentors as well. You have to have both to get working together to create a diverse community.
So With It, tell us a little bit about it as executive director. Tell us a little bit about the organization, kind of the history of it, where it was born out of and what you guys are doing.
Well, so With It has been around for 22 years. It actually started in the furniture industry. A group of women were coming together every furniture market because there were not many women there. And so they sort of navigated together and formed a group where they started mentoring each other and helping each other. When they opened it up to a wider group of people, it just became a tidal wave. They had so many women who wanted to be a part of this that they formed a nonprofit organization. So we've been around since 1997, and as a formal nonprofit, we work with women not just in furniture, though. We work in accessories, bedding. We work with retailers. We work, anywhere where there's a group of women who really want to come together and learn from each other, network together, and learn to be better in business.
That's awesome. And how long have you been involved with the organization?
So I started in 2006, and I was working part-time. I was actually part-time, and I've been the executive director for 6 years. So
that's awesome. In that time, that's 14 years involved with It, what are some of the biggest changes and maybe most important changes that you've noticed with the organization?
Well, one of the big ones is that there are so many more women who come to the furniture markets, which was not the way it used to be. We've really evolved now to where we're working a lot on professional development. What we've noticed is, yes, we have a lot of women coming in, but we don't have as many women who are leading companies, whether it's small companies or large companies. And so what we are really trying to develop skills and help women to be ready for maybe that bigger role, that VP role, maybe even leading the company.
Is that the biggest hurdle that remains, you think, for female professionals in these spaces that you're helping?
I think it is. And it's one of the places women get stuck in middle management. They also get relegated a lot to marketing, which isn't necessarily always the path to being a CEO. Right. So you have to have a diverse diverse skills to make that CEO role. And not all companies are moving their women around.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we try to offer some different educational opportunities.
So clearly, you know, you mentioned educational opportunities. What are some of the ways or things, you know, maybe it's beyond specifically what Withit's mm-hmm. doing, what in company culture has to change for that hurdle to be jumped over?
Well, there's two things that I notice about women, and this is out there in all the leadership space, is that most of the time, if you ask a man to take a step up to a job that he doesn't know how to do, he'll say, sure, I can do that, and immediately jump for it. And a woman will not, or is not necessarily going to just take that leap. They want to know 100% that they can do that job and do a good job and not fail. So what I tell young women who are starting out is, when you get those opportunities, take that leap.
Yeah, that's you know, interesting way to think of it. Is it just different? Why? I guess maybe that's getting too much into the psychology of.
I don't know why it is exactly, and I don't know if there's a skill that men have that makes them immediately say, oh, I can do that, because I also know men who won't do that. But I think especially for everyone, you need to push them a little bit. And I don't think women always get that push. You know, the opportunity comes up and somebody else raises their hand and says, hey, I'll do that. And maybe the woman needs to think about it. Maybe she has other things going on with her family and she doesn't raise her hand.
Interesting segue too, because I know something we talked about a little bit before is that something you kind of keep close to your heart is the work-life balance side of things. So mm-hmm. you mentioned family, and good opportunity to talk about, you know, what are some of the challenges that you see or things that you notice from the work-life perspective that you try to focus in on?
Well, there's a lot of things with work-life balance, and the key that women forget or want to ignore is that you cannot have everything all the time. Everything is not always balanced. When I started out as a young professional, and when my children came along, I actually took time off from work, started my own business, was doing freelance work. That was how I ended up with it, working for them, just a way to work around my children's schedule. As my kids got older, I started working more, and it progressed. But it's hard working at home with children. So there's this stage when you've got the really young children, you need different things than you need when you've got children who are teenagers. Or even when you have children who are in college and they've mm-hmm. left home, but they still need input. It's just different life balances. And then, you know, what happens when your spouse is the one who's retired and you're still working? It's always a balance and a challenge, and you just take those opportunities, take those challenges as they come, and use your resources.
And I know a big resource, another kind of segue here, is something you guys have coming up, and that's your Withit Professional Conference. So tell me a little bit, is this a little bit about the conference itself, you know, the history of the conference and kind of what you guys have planned for 2020 here in June, end of June, June 24th, it starts.
Yes, so our conference, Leading with 2020 Vision this year, we have an annual professional conference, and it's always centered around leadership. It is June 24th through June 26th in Alexandria, Virginia.
Former home, by the way. I used to live in Alexandria.
It's a
lovely
great
place.
City.
Right along King Street? Is that where this is going to be?
It's a little bit off King Street.
Okay.
But
Queen
it is...
Queen or Duke Street? Or am I going the
actually,
wrong direction?
Actually, it's right across from the courthouse.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's an interesting location, but it's a great location. It's very safe, walkable. We really enjoy it. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of networking things. We have a networking event where last year we all dressed up as empowered women. We had about 10 Rosie the Riveters come.
That's really cool.
6 Ruth Bader Ginsburgs, and Amelia Earhart,
wow.
Wonder Woman. Just as a way to have people show their personality, a different way to connect with people. Maybe give people take that inhibition away from networking. It gets a bad rap. You know, people feel very, they're all worried about, you know, how can I, networking with each other. So it's a good way for people to meet, have some humor. We do a lot of, so our whole program is about professional development and education. We'll start out with some pre-conference workshops. One of them is how to read financial statements. You know, how to work with the team and give feedback for 3 hours worth of educational time. That's an important piece. You know, maybe you are not in a job where you have to work with financials, but you enter a meeting and the maybe at the next level, you need to know how to read those financials.
And that kind of goes back to, you know, your earlier point about being kind of, you know, women traditionally are not pigeonholed, but, you know, maybe push in a certain direction as opposed to being well-rounded in kind of those skill sets as far as getting to that next level and getting over
Correct.
That hump. So certainly important. You know, I think about the very easy tie-in of win with it. And so talk about the just what makes the relationship and the synergies between with it and Nationwide something that entices you or excites you.
Well, when we saw that Nationwide was starting WIN, we were like, wow, you know, this is what we do. We need to work with them and let them, you know, see what we're already doing. Because we have been doing this for 20 years. This is exactly what we do all the time. And it's so it's a perfect partnership. Instead of your team coming up with a whole conference of content, we have that right there.
We have one of those.
Yes.
We have two of those a year. So.
Yeah, and we're all in the home and furnishings yeah. industry, so mm-hmm. we have similar challenges. We have retailers who come to our conference. They may or may not sell appliances, but we all have similar challenges. We have corporate member, more corporations, and their women come to the conference. They may have slightly different challenges, mm-hmm. but, you know, we can all work together.
Slightly, you know, devil's advocate-ish question here. You know, would you ever want to see the day, and strange to ask because I know you're the executive director of an organization, but would you ever like to see the day where a with it or a win is not needed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the end, that's what we want. We want it to really not matter there to be gender parity. It'll happen. It may not happen within this generation, but it will happen. The younger people who are coming along don't look at it the same way that maybe the people who are baby boomers do. You know, even my generation, which would be Gen X, we look at it slightly differently. Things will change. Yeah. And hey, I'm raising a son who is a feminist. It's going to change.
Natural progression of generations and just generational thoughts, right? You know, you see some of the movements that have happened over the last several years, and it's clear that there's energy around this sort of stuff. So it's awesome to see that from younger generations, but also that, you know, organizations like yours with it. I did it, the with it, see?
You did.
We did it. you know, that you guys are able to cultivate that energy and use it and really impact and affect change.
Correct. And I will tell you, men come to our conference. It's a great conference. It's got great information. It can help anyone learn and develop in their skills and in their soft skills, their professional skills, things that, you know, maybe they're not getting at home or in their community. You can learn those at the WITHIT conference. We always have gentlemen there, men who are supporters, but also they come because they learn different things. They say that they see a different side of things.
That's awesome. Don't want to take, I know this, so this being your first prime time, make sure you get time on the show floor and to experience and take it all in. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but any parting thoughts for members of Nationwide, things you want them to know?
Well, I'd really love you to know that our members are very excited to have you come and be a part of this. And we're very welcoming. The With It Conference is one of the most energetic events that we put on every year, and it's warm and friendly and very welcoming.
That's awesome. Well, Amy, I appreciate you, you know, taking time and sitting down with me and chatting. So it's been a blast, and I look forward to seeing, you know, the growth of With It and growth of the partnership between Nationwide and With It and what you guys have coming out of your professional conference. So
thank you. So much. Maybe you need to come.
Hey,
ride down,
come visit the old stomping ground. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. And a huge thank you again to Amy for sitting down and chatting with us. And I know she had a great time, you know, at the WIN program, experiencing what that was like. In just its second show, it's amazing how far it's come. And I know that, you know, I have my own work going on with the next gen subgroup here at Nationwide that I challenged myself in talking to Jen Danko about, you know, how I was there at the WIN event to sort of do some scouting to see what we can't do with next gen to make it as exciting and as important of a subgroup here at Nationwide. So great conversation with Amy. Appreciate, you know, her taking the time to chat with us. And of course, as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.